I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has listened to our podcast. From the time we recorded it, we've had 50 more, and now we have 200 plays. Thank you, everyone. And we are almost at 40 subscribers. So make sure to go subscribe. And also, this episode was done from Hughes from the Game Haven podcast. His podcast link will be in the description. So, today we talked about 1.17 ideas again, except this time with not Hughes. And if you want, and next episode we will read your ideas out. Just head over to our website and fill out the form or send us an email at blockedmc@outlook.com. And also, we finally got a real website. The link to that website will be in the description. It might change because we might get a real domain. But thank you all so much for the support. And I hope you guys have a fun time listening to this episode. Hey, welcome to Blocked, the family-friendly Minecraft podcast. This is episode 4, and the date is Thursday, August 13th. I'm E-Turtle.
And I'm Hughes, and today we're doing an episode of Talked.
If you don't know what Talked is, listen to the trailer. So anyways, Mock couldn't make it for this episode, so we have Not Hughes from the Game Haven podcast. His podcast link is in the description. So, anyways, let's get on with the show. So, today we are going to be doing a continuation from last episode, which was 1.17 feature recommendations.
All right, let's get started.
So, before we get on with the main topic, what did you do this week? Like Minecraft or not Minecraft or whatever.
Well, this week I started up a world and I made a Venator from Star Wars, so that was fun.
That's cool. Was that a creative world?
Yeah, obviously. We went to the end and we took out the entirety of the island with what's it called?
World edit?
Not world edit. Structure blocks, right? You can do slash fill air or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
am too lazy to do those coordinates, so I just do struct. I just download world edit every time I want to do that. So this week, I did a lot of non-Minecraft stuff, like going to the beach, and I went paddleboarding. But in Minecraft, I played a lot of Skywars. I learned how to God Bridge in Bedrock Edition. Apparently, it's easier than breezily bridging, at least in Bedrock. Weird. And because it doesn't make you sprint every time you want to breezily. I don't know. So, I also played a lot of Skywars on Hypixel.
Very good server.
I'm trying to get someone to interview, but it is a surprise, unless I already said it in last episode. In that case, whoops. Haha. Yeah. So, why don't we get on with the main topic this week?
All right.
1.17 new features. So, last week, I did a bunch. So, Hughes, why don't you start?
All right, so 1.17 is not confirmed yet, but here are the top three things that I want to see in the update coming in 2021. So for number three, the caving update where, you know, with like more ores, because, you know, let's just face it, it's been quite a while since we've had a last, like, you know, cave update. Like with the, you know, what was the last update? I don't know, but.
It was Nether update?
No. I meant like the last caving update. I don't know.
The last caving update? Probably like beta or alpha. Probably not alpha. Probably like beta 1.0, I think. Or maybe beta 1.3. I don't know. Like, probably
2012 or something when I was like 3 or I don't know.
Yeah.
Heh. What about...
So, yeah, the caving update. You know, I want to see some more ores, you know, or at least, like...
We just got another ore. Another ore. Ha ha ha. Funny person. Wow. Ancient debris.
Right. Okay, well, I mean, like, a caving update. Like, not another one, but...
Yeah.
Like, overworld. Yeah, so I want to see, like, a use for emeralds. Like, whether that's armor or swords or, like, tools in general.
Emeralds are too useful already. If you get Hero of the Village 255, which we did in the last season of Epsilon, which was actually StormCraft 2, where we cheated a lot. So Mach actually built his base all in creative. So it was more like a creative server played like survival instead of survival server. Like, fully survival. So this season of Epsilon, we decided not to do any cheats. New video episode of Epsilon will come out pretty soon. So, I think... I mean, if you get Hero of the Village 255, again, like, last season I got a bunch of blacksmiths, toolsmiths, weaponsmiths, and armorsmiths. And for one emerald, I got enchanted diamond armor and a full set of tools and a sword for just one emerald each. Wow, so that's a lot better than mining for diamonds.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, okay, so, like, without Hero of the Village, like, I want to see, like, an emerald sword or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, there should be an insta-break or an insta-break grass without like, maybe efficiency 3 for... Maybe it would be a little bit slower than gold, but a little bit better durability than gold. So basically the durability of stone, but about as fast as gold. I'd still probably just go for diamond or netherite, though.
Cool.
So, do you have anything else?
I think the second thing that would be just the most, how do I say this, like, beneficial to a normal survival world would be, like, so you know how an apple will only give you, like, 2 hearts, or not hearts, 2 food bars, things, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be, like, an update where... So, I have this... I'm running this survival world, right? It's hardcore, you know?
Wait, hardcore? You have hard... I didn't know you could have hardcore in Bedrock.
Oh, no. I play on my mom's laptop. Of course, y'all don't know, but I have an Xbox. I used to play on PC, but I don't really anymore.
Well,
yeah, but I've been running this hardcore world recently. And, like, I think food is a big problem for me. Like, I'll go adventuring and say I'll bring, like, a stack and a half of bread. And I'll literally, like, I'll come back. It'll be, like, a 10-minute adventure. And I'll come back with, like, I don't know. Just, like, not a lot of bread.
Yeah, I think that... If villagers were more common, and maybe, like, I don't know. I just think that it's really hard to get food in the early game, so maybe make some sort of early game food source. So, golden apples, you can't really eat that in real life because it's heavy metal, and you'll get heavy metal poisoning. But you can't eat golden apples in real life. Who cares if you eat maybe, I don't know, stone apples or something? I find it really hard to get early game food source again. So I think if there was some sort of cobblestone food source that you could get, or maybe even dirt, like,
eating dirt. You realize all that guess. Sounds right.
True. I mean, it would be a good early game food source. Maybe you can. I mean, I think that if Minecraft made some better ocean food source, I mean, dried kelp is a great early game food source, but it's kind of annoying to have to smelt it. And also, it only gives you half a shank of health back. So I think that if we did another one, that would be better. Like, I don't know. If they had maybe underwater wheat or, like, I don't know. Minecraft doesn't have to be realistic. That is maybe great. They could have some sort of tuna fish, and then if you killed that, you would get tuna poke, because that sounds like a good idea. Poke in Minecraft. I'm sure I'd love that. Eating poke in real life while eating poke in Minecraft, aka just holding down right click.
Yes.
Do you have any other ideas?
I think the number one thing that, like, would be on the top list for me that I would want to be added in 1.17 is just, like, I don't know how to say this. I don't know, man. I don't know how to say it. But, like, what's the word?
I think that you should be able to spawn a wandering trader. Like, you can spawn an iron golem or a snow golem. Maybe a wandering trader golem that just summons wandering traders. Traders?
What?
Wandering traders.
You know what should be the number one thing? Better wandering trader spawns trades. Because, holy, I'm not going to pay an emerald for, like, 3 dirt.
An emerald for 3 dirt. I mean, villager trades are really good once you get them up to master. Though I'm not going to pay an emerald for stone or wooden tools. Like, who wants that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So I think that just about wraps this episode up for this tiny mini episode. Yeah. And I just want to say a huge thank you for 100 pages. I mean, 100 plays. Oh my gosh. 100 views. I cannot speak right now. 100. Actually, 150 by now, and pretty close to 200. We actually got a real episode out. I mean, a real website out for that. And that link will be in the description. And our intro/outro music is made by Tobu and Itro. That music is called Sunburst. We use TextCraft for the text, the blocked text in the logo, the cover art. And the cover art is made by Canva. And
don't forget to go follow Game Haven Esports and Game Review on all your wherever you get your podcasts.
Except for Stitcher, because Stitcher is really hard to get on.
Yes.
Is it on Stitcher?
Yeah, we're not on Stitcher yet, but
yeah.
Huge thank you to eTurtle for having me on.
Of course.
Yeah. You want to do the outro?
Yep. And with that said, hope you guys have a great week. And I will see you all next time.